This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. As usual, friends, we got much to cover in a very short amount of time. I just wanted to kind of throw some headlines across to your candor, friends. Here's what's going on in your country. Yesterday, we were talking about Barack Hussein Obama and his legacy, and I named his crimes, friends, and I said, America, this is your legacy that you've allowed him to commit the crimes. Well, let's add on to that for what's taking place today in the United States of America. Did you know that the Washington Examiner just posted that Obama's racing to grant leniency, friends, to criminals before Trump's in office, or he puts on the kibosh. President Obama has upped his use of executive powers. Friends, I got a question for you. Where is he actually deriving that authority from concerning executive power? Because I can't find it in the Constitution of the United States of America. If you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933 and set me straight, 1-866-582-9933. Again, Obama has upped his use of executive power. Folks, he's creating this power out of thin air off the backs of the ignorant people in this country to grant clemency and pardons to thousands of federal prisoners, rushing to get them done before President-elect Trump takes office and possibly grinds things to a halt. Now listen to this, friends. This is what you need to hear. Through his clemency initiative, which he launched in 2014, in other words, sympathy for the devil, Obama has commuted the sentences of 1,176 individuals, by the way, which many were Muslims. He also granted an additional 148 pardons. And don't forget about all the illegals, friends. 68,000 of them have been released back onto the streets of America to endanger your lives as well as your families. I just wanted to let you know what's going on, friends, because this is Obama's legacy. And I told you this was coming down the road, friends, and here we are again. He's acting like an absolute lunatic, maniac, friends, and really what it comes down to, friends, it's no holes barred. I mean, he's completely has a free hand to do whatever the American people let him get away with, and that's exactly what he's doing. And by the way, friends, that is the facts. There's no other way to say that, and if there was, I would say it the way that it needs to be said, but I just did. I mean, folks, again, he's only getting away with what the American people are letting him get away with. And again, what's the message to the next representative that comes into office, friends? Well, they never dealt with Obama, so I guess I get a free hand too. Matter of fact, I'll even commit more heinous crimes, and I'll commit acts of treason and take bribes, and you get the point, etc. But the fact of the matter is, friends, you're encouraging the next people to step into place to do worse than what Barack Hussein Obama did and what he is doing today. I also wanted to let you know, in California, now, friends, I got to seriously ask you, because we have one of these lunatics here in the state of Minnesota, too. He was voted the worst senator in the history of America. He resides as the governor, who has, by the way, ties with none other than George Soros, an international criminal. I'm talking about Governor Mark Dayton, if you want to call him that. But interestingly enough, in California, you have another one of these lunatics. And let me call it for what it is, friends. You have one of these tyrannical criminals that has been given a free hand to actually act as a dictator over your prospective states, as Mark Dayton is attempting to do here as well, America. But in California, did you know that they just passed a law? I'm not kidding you. I can't make this stuff up. This is what just took place. By the way, it happened November 30th, 2016, but for some reason or another, this is being talked about right now. But California just passed a law regulating, this is the headline, cow farts. Vapors. Gas. You do know what this is about, right, friends? Well, let me highlight this real quick. In California's consistent quest to put the plug in global warming, by the way, for those that did not know, Al Gore is being sued by 33,000 scientists for fraud. It's completely fabricated. Folks, it's completely created out of thin air, no pun intended. But again, they want to establish global warming only for another reason to tax the people on a global scale. Now, keep in mind, the Smurf Blue State has turned its attention to Dairy Queen dairiers, and the gas is said Boivin backsides issues forth. Now, according to Fox News in New York, for what it's worth, let's take it, this is believable because they do the unthinkable. California Governor Jerry Brown signed, it's not legislation, friends, into law that will limit the methane gas rising from farms created by the cows belching, farting, and their manure. This is what it says. Methane is as much more unfriendly greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, and while some would celebrate this as another step towards curbing global warming, the law was signed into the face of much protest by California farmers. Of course, friends, and again, keep in mind, they're only doing what you're letting them get away with. Now, I have a question to all five of you global warming professionals, scientists, whatever you might want to call yourself. I have a question for you. What did we do for 6,000 years before you got here? I just need to know that. Why is it so important to curb cow manure and their belches and their vapors? That's more proper. What did we do before you got here? Folks, America, not only America, but the world knows, and even those that are attempting to perpetuate the crime and the scandal concerning global warming and what it really is about, friends, again, taxation. Folks, why is it that they're there again with a free hand? How come you haven't dealt with them? How come you let these people do the things that they do? Is it a reason for you to talk about what the left is doing, folks? And again, folks, keep in mind when we're talking about the left, we're talking about those that are not ruled by law. Why are they given a free hand? You know this is fraud. You know that this is illegal. Why do you let these people zero in on that? By the way, it starts with the farmers. And then it will go down the line until it affects every single one of us. And by the way, once it hits the farmer, when we go to buy food, guess what? It is going to, that cost is going to roll over onto our backs. And again, friends, you can only kick the can down the road so far before you have to stand up and deal with these tyrants, because tyrants they are. They are lawless individuals. And I want to tell you something. In California, why that governor and why some of your representatives are not in prison at least for the rest of their lives already, I don't know. I think you're a great wonder. You're a proverb to the rest of us in the United States of America. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. And by the way, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of which, we're going to get to this in just a moment. Do you notice how we're beginning to hear again the narrative is to push Obamacare? And the narrative now, friends, is, okay, we need to replace Obamacare. Now, this is exactly what I mean when I say if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Now, they want to switch Obamacare out. I want to go back to Obamacare really quick. Obamacare is unconstitutional. Read Article 1, Section 8. Now, I want to go back and play some audio for you that was just, well, it was just released this morning by none other than Pelosi. Why she is there, again, in so many different ways. What an embarrassment to this country to call individuals such as Nancy Pelosi a representative. You know it's a joke. And again, America, let me go back and remind you that the joke is on you. As a matter of fact, the architect of Obamacare, I want you to listen to me carefully, and I'm going to take this slow today. The architect, Jonathan Gruber, which, by the way, was the architect of it, before it was called Obamacare, it was called Romney Care. Now, for some of you, the lights just went on. Yes, you were being played by the establishment by having Mitt Romney there in the first place as labeling himself as a conservative, as if he was actually an arch enemy with Barack Hussein Obama. But if you'll remember rightly, friends, during the charade between Mitt Romney 4 years ago and Barack Hussein Obama, do keep in mind that Obamacare never came up. It was never brought up as an issue because they both knew to shut their mouth because they were both guilty of Romney Obamacare. But listen to what the architect Jonathan Gruber said of you. Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, kind of like squeezing a lemon. This is what he said. Okay. He also said P.T. Barnum said a sucker is born every minute, but his estimate was laughably low. And then he went on and said, the lack of transparency, talking about Barack Hussein Obama, is a huge political advantage. But how did they sell it to you, America? The criminal in the People's White House talked and sold the American people a transparent administration, didn't he? But listen to those that are telling you the truth. Jonathan Gruber. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really critical for the thing to pass. What is he talking about? The ignorance of the American people. And the architect, Jonathan Gruber, who is a clown, no doubt about it, who's laughing at you, America, well, you're laughing at him. Now, who's paying the tab here? You are. So ultimately, again, the joke is on you. But let's go back to Nancy Pelosi. I want you to listen to what she had to say, folks, because they're talking about replacing Obamacare, which, going back to Obamacare, just as a reminder, is illegal. They derived their authority to implement something called Obamacare out of thin air. It gives them total control of every aspect of your life. And this is exactly what they're looking for. I want you to listen to Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this, friends.
America sick again? Is that what the Republicans want to do? I certainly hope not. Hopefully we can work together to find a path to address some of the concerns they may have, but not to undermine this pillar of economic and health security for the American people. It stands right there with Social Security, which they want to undermine.
Which has been gutted.
Medicaid, which they want to undermine. Affordable Care Act.
See, they want control of everything, friends.
Are you ready? You have the fight in you. He didn't need to ask us that question, I don't think.
But again, here we have in America, them talking. Okay, now what they're doing is they're playing off each other once again. She's blaming the Republicans, okay? And then the Republicans blame the Democrats. And guess what? At the end of the day, America, you lose. Now, if I might give you a warning, a solemn prophetic warning by none other than the second president of the United States of America. Again, his name was John Adams. You need to listen carefully as to what he said, and this will expose as to how they operate. There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic, Article 4, Section 4, we are a constitutional republic, into two great parties. He said, there is nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties. What do you have? You have the Democrats combating the Republicans when both sides, friends, are completely unlawful in so many different aspects. But he goes on, he says, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Now, what did she just do? The first thing she did, instead of calling out Obamacare for its unconstitutionality. In other words, it's an unlawful implementation, folks. They have no business whatsoever. It's not even policy, friends. It's completely illegal in this country in so many different ways. But here we have it. As a matter of fact, if you want to look at the pork inside of the bill, it's unthinkable. Okay, that's a different story, but it's still inside of Obamacare right now. But what you need to pay attention to, facts, is that, friends, is they're actually trying to get rid of Obamacare, and they just want to change the name. That's all they want to do. That's all they're going to do. When in fact, the very foundation of Obamacare is illegal. That's what I want you to hear. Now, going back to Nancy Pelosi, isn't it interesting? Not only do they not know what they're talking about, because keep in mind, friends, political talk is nothing more than deception. And that's really the truth of the matter. Because what they're doing through political talk, you say you might not understand what they're saying. Well, keep in mind, they don't understand what they're saying. They just know that they're lying to you, and they're doing their best to explain the lie that they themselves know is not true, and they're trying to throw it on your backs. And that's exactly what Nancy Pelosi did. And to give you a prime example of what I'm talking about, see, what they're trying to do, friends, is they're trying to disarm you because they want control of your lives in every facet. One more point concerning Obamacare. Also keep in mind who Obamacare is alluring, folks, illegals that come across the boards, our borders, and to support them in so many different unlawful ways. And if I might, I think this is another important piece to this puzzle concerning this conversation that we're having right now, friends, is you need to keep in mind that when we're talking about alluring these illegals in, just so you understand that it's not a fabrication, friends, you do need to understand that these people are being allured. As a matter of fact, did you know that many of the illegals coming in to the United States, you know that 43% of all food stamps are given to illegals? 43% of all food stamps are given to illegals. The crime they bring with them. 95% of warrants issued for murder in Los Angeles are for illegals. Less than 2% of illegals are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare. Just to show you what these programs are alluring into the United States of America, more than 66% of all births in California are to illegals on Medi-Cal. Okay? 60% of all HUD occupant properties in the United States are illegals. 39% of all California students are illegals. 75% of Los Angeles' most wanted criminals are illegals. 50% of all gang members are illegals. And the U.S. taxpayer, the U.S. taxpayers are the ones footing the bill for all. Okay? Now we're talking about Obamacare, but I want to show you what this is alluring to the United States of America on your dime. Okay? Now, let's go back to Nancy Pelosi. Just follow me here, friends. And just to show you, friends, how they push an agenda, but they don't show you the damage that's done. And again, folks, this is perfect judgment. There's no getting away from it. This is happening to this nation because America has left off their God. America has left off the commandments of God, His statutes and His judgments to keep and to do them. And because of that, you're being destroyed. Your nation is being turned into hell because, America, you refuse to be the law. Going back to Nancy Pelosi. Now, do keep in mind, just to show you that she does not know what she's talking about, do you remember, and I'm going to go back to Obamacare in just a moment, but do you remember, and I'm trying to prove the point that she doesn't know what she's talking about. Okay, I want you to understand that Nancy Pelosi is the one trying to pass illegal Obamacare onto the next administration without upending it or uprooting illegal Obamacare by overlooking the law. And this is what the American people tolerate. But what I want you to catch is the fact that she doesn't know what she's talking about. How much time do I have on this break, Sam? I have 30 seconds. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to play another piece by Nancy Pelosi, only to prove my point that she does not know what she's talking about. Now, keep in mind, these are the anti-gunners, right? These are the anti-gunners that want to disarm the American people, and they want to disarm you of any knowledge that you might have, that you might hold to your rights, that, by the way, they are appointed to ensure concerning your rights, when in fact, folks, they are not doing it any longer. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, talking of Nancy Pelosi, just to show you that she does not know what she's talking about. Listen to this carefully concerning gun control, and then we're going to get back to Obamacare in just a minute.
But I think that you took one piece of it. We're talking about no further sales of assault weapons. What is the justification for an assault weapon? No further sales of those. No further sales of the increased capacity, 30. The gun, we're talking about background checks, which is very popular even among gun owners and hunters. We avow the First Amendment. We stand with that.
The First Amendment.
Have a right to have a gun to protect themselves in their homes, in their jobs, wherever, and that they... in their workplace, and that they for recreation, for hunting, and the rest. So we're not questioning their right to do that.
The question is...
Okay, so now, did you catch what she said, friends? She was talking about the First Amendment. Remember what I just shared with you, how political language is designed to make lies sound truthful? It's only there to give an appearance of solidity, friends, to peer wind. In other words, it's all based on lies. She's simply doing what she's told to do, rather than what the law allows her to do. Okay, and she just expressed one of her lies that she was caught in. Folks, she was talking about the First Amendment. She was talking about the right to bear arms, right? And then she made reference to the First Amendment. The First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What does that have to do with gun control or the right to bear arms, friends? And we know what gun control is all about, just getting over to that topic real quick. It's about control. Folks, she meant to make reference to the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, which is a well-regulated militia, which you are, being necessary to the security of a free state, not one enslaved. The right that God gave them of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, infringed. And again, it only proves the point that political language is only designed to make lies sound truthful, just like Obamacare. And now you heard it directly from her. And she's the one that's all worried, friends. These are your representatives. They're all worried that they're going to lose control. And then she brought up Social Security, Medicaid. Folks, unconstitutional. And furthermore, Social Security's gutted. It's just a big cesspool of finances in case they need a little for another project so they can throw it back on the American people and they say, wait a second, we spent all your money, and this is exactly what they've been allowed to do. But let's now go back to Obamacare and the architect. Because again, Jonathan Gruber, Obamacare's architect, originally Romneycare, he is literally laughing at you, America. Again, keep in mind, he's the one that said the lack of transparency, in other words, the lying that the politicians are doing to the people, is a huge political advantage. He goes on and basically call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically he said that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. The typical American voter is so stupid, his dog teaches him tricks, said the architect of Romney Obamacare. And just keep in mind, folks, not too long ago, it was reported that the unconstitutional Romney Obamacare was working as designed. And I want to go back, and I want to reiterate the point that the conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals, are the ones that drank the Kool-Aid hook, line, and sinker concerning him who was delivered up to them, namely Mitt Romney as a conservative. And most people didn't even know what he was saying is exactly, if you looked at what he was standing for and what he was doing compared to what he was saying, were completely contradictory, friends, in every step of the way. Literally. I mean, he sold himself as a pro-gunner when, in fact, he's anti-gun. And I don't care if a representative is anti-gun. That's not his position there to legislate or to pit or to remove the pith and marrow of our laws because they don't agree. I don't care what they agree with. They said that they would uphold the Constitution. And if they don't do that in the enumerated laws, then you remove them. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Romney made himself as the conservative of the day, a total pro-lifer. And the American conservative, yesterday's liberals, accepted him for what he said, when in fact the opposite is true. He personally supported Planned Parenthood. He's totally anti-gay. You know, he's not for homosexual marriage. When in fact, look to his state. And look what he's done, rather than what he's saying today. Did you know that he supported NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, which is monitored by the FBI? So what he was telling you as a conservative, friends, was the face of the day. You know, it's interesting because when I ponder all of this, and all the while knowing that to force people to buy health care is an illegal act. The government can't force you to buy health care. And listen to what Pelosi said during her little speech this morning. Oh, it's very popular. No, it's not popular. It's not popular whatsoever. But if you believe the lie, then guess what? You're going to just go along with all the sheeple right over the end of the cliff to your own demise. withholding a future and a hope concerning your children. It's illegal. And remember, the federal government, friends, listen carefully, is a creature of the state, and not the state a creature of the federal government. They've got way too much power. Read the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment, friends. And furthermore, the foreign agent in the People's White House has never been given delegated powers to illegally legislate against the states through unlawful policy. But again, he'll always do what you let him get away with. And keep in mind, friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Now, what I'm not going to do is spend time showing you the illegality of Romney Obamacare. And folks, just let me reiterate again the point. It's not to be replaced. It's to be repealed, removed, eradicated. And furthermore, why don't we get all that money that was withheld concerning our tax returns at the end of the year from the IRS, who withheld our taxes as a penalty because we didn't sign up for Obamacare? How about that? Better not be saying that, Bradley, man. That's real trouble. No, wait a second. A cop, if he's going to pull me over, the first thing he's going to do is show me the laws that I violated. They can't show you a law that you have been violating. See, that's the problem. Folks, well, they say, well, that's what they say. You know, whatever they say, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. Just got to go along to the point where you have nothing left. Again, I'm not going to spend time showing you the illegality of Romney Care or Obamacare. For in judging this administration, again, read Matthew 7:16. We can see that when he said that he wanted to fundamentally transform America, that was enough for me to know what it was all about. I mean, America, I started the first segment off highlighting the fact that he's given clemency, friends, to prisoners. Federal prisoners. He wants to get rid of as many as he can to release them onto the streets. And I have been telling you, the communists are busy attempting to stir up domestic insurrection, and you're allowing them to do that. I mean, just think about it. The President of the United States of America releasing and giving clemency and pardon to criminals only to release them onto the streets of America to create more chaos. But again, it's the hand of God. Well, how's that the hand of God? God said he would turn that nation into hell. That forgot him. God said that. Psalm 9:16. Also read Isaiah 60 when you get a moment. And common sense does come into play. When the law is not enforced, what's going to happen? You're going to encourage the criminal to act out. And that's exactly what we're seeing here today. Now, I want you to understand again, I know that there's some that believe that the Supreme Court upheld Romney Care or Obamacare, that it must be illegal because, again, they said so. Now, consider that the Supreme Court and other justices in any court are to discover and apply law, which you can find in Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, which is they sit during good behavior, not to create out of thin air and apply that which is not taken from that which has been delegated. Why? Because we didn't delegate it to them. We didn't give them power to enact on law. And that's what they're doing. Also consider that it is the same Supreme Court that has advocated that which is God has clearly condemned over and over again. Read Exodus 20, verse 13, and Proverbs 6, 17 when you get a moment. Now, the American people, without a shadow of a doubt, have accepted Supreme Court sanctioned murder of the innocent. They've accepted the redefinition of marriage by the likes of radical lesbian named Alina Kagan, who has never judged a case a day in her life. The list goes on concerning the Supreme Court's attacks on America and its people and constitutional law. Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. And apparently these injustices seem to have missed the point that which the law teaches in law school. Read 1 Timothy 1:7. I'm talking about natural law and spiritual law, but it first comes from the spirit to implement in natural law. And going back to none other than William Blackstone himself, commentaries on the laws of England, he was the one that said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to what? The laws of God. Like, thou shalt not lie, but the politician lies, and I guess you're supposed to submit to that. Not in any sense of the word. And by the way, it doesn't give a free hand to that criminal to go do it to the next guy neither. It means that you deal with him when he lied the first time so he doesn't go do it a second time. See, I know you live in a system where three strikes and you're out. Well, that is clemency, friends. That's lenience to the criminal. And again, it adds strength to their lawlessness. We're going to come back, folks. We're talking about Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber. Everybody's talking about it today. We got to replace it. No, it needs to be repealed. It needs to be removed. It needs to be eradicated. Decimated, friends, from the roots up. Sons of Liberty Radio. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
One 866 582 9933, talking about Obamacare. Folks, you know what's great about these shows is the fact that I'm just simply sharing with you as to the lawfulness concerning the enactments in which they incur upon the people, or they throw on the people, or they implement, or they drown the people with. You know, I was thinking about during the break what people must think when listening to the show. Bradley, man, this is just like hardcore. This is radical. No, it is radical, isn't it? I mean, you want to talk about crime spinning out of control concerning our representatives, and everybody's trying to figure out what's going on. Well, I'm giving you the answers. Because really what it comes down to is everybody's waiting for someone to correct the problem that they themselves are not willing to correct. And that's the truth of the matter. We've been talking about none other than Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber. He's the clown who's laughing at you, America. He's the one laughing at you. going back to the fact that we were just highlighting the Supreme Court, listen to what President Andrew Jackson said. First of all, he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's the presupposition that God is, right? And then he goes on concerning our laws, which are laid out in common law. He said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, he said, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. And it's absolutely, this isn't a Bradley word, but I'm going to give it to you. It's frightening to think of what the American people have submitted to when it comes to the likes of the executive and the judicial branches of the United States government. It's frightening. And who you have submitted yourselves to, and you turn away and you shrug the shoulder, like the Bible said, concerning those that would not listen to the word of God, and you give them power over the masses through oligarchy and through criminals that call themselves the justices. That's scary stuff, friends. It really, truly is. But again, listen to what he said. President Andrew Jackson, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. No, they are not. And furthermore, they are not appointed for life. I know you've been told that one too. That's completely untrue. As if to say that, well, once a justice is actually placed to sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, and he or she decides to act out in bad behavior, well, they're still there appointed for life anyways. No, that's not at all what the Constitution says. And I'll tell you who's guilty as charged is not only the conservatives of the day, friends, but also the church. I've heard preachers saying, oh, we know that you're beyond the hand of the people, but you're not beyond the hand of God. I mean, just the most ignorant things you can hear, friends, come from the mouths of those whores and hirelings called the preachers, when in fact they have no business being there whatsoever, only to further enslave the American people, when the opposite is their duty before God, and that is to slay sin, not to adhere to it or submit to it. Now, rather than getting caught up under the debate or into the debate that they want you to get caught up into, again, the question should be presented to the American people or to them that call themselves legislators is where. Now, this is what we need to do, America. Instead of trying to answer what you don't understand because you haven't read the law, let me help you along. Instead of the burden of proof falling unto you to prove the point that it's illegal, why don't you simply go back to them and have them show you where it is that they derived their authority to implement unconstitutional Obamacare? Because once you get their backs up to the wall, guess what? They're going to be scurrying like a bunch of little rats in front of the cats. That's what the American people need to do, is go back and say, where are you deriving your authority? Where are you deriving your authority from to implement these unconstitutional acts? And by the way, P.S., posted script, it's not just Obamacare, friends. Oh, my goodness. It's not just Obamacare. We're just talking about Obamacare, and a plethora of other topics could be brought into this conversation right now. But again, where are you deriving your authority, Mr. Foreign Agent? Where are you deriving your authority from, executive branch? Where are you deriving your authority, legislative branch? You can't just create it out of thin air the way that you have. But keep in mind what Senator John Glenn said. If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we pass around here. They're not laws. And again, friends, let me give you the answer. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. It's that simple. Now, which brings me to the point, the next point I want to make, is if they can get you asking the wrong questions, as I've said, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Consider that which you have been led to believe concerning Romney and Obamacare, and that it's such a good deal. Because this is what we're being told, it's such a good deal. Did you know the opposite is true? Because premiums are now skyrocketing for Americans. And again, friends, if it's such a good deal, here it is, right here. I could end the show right after this. If Obamacare is such a good deal for the American people, then why does it not apply to Congress that approved these unlawful measures in the first place? If Romney Care and Obamacare, one and the same, is such a good idea, then how come it doesn't apply to Congress? It's such a good deal for me and you, America. But again, keep in mind, those that brought these unlawful measures forth, friends, they don't want it. And without further ado, let me bring you again to Jonathan Gerber, the clown that is laughing at you. I could stay right there. There's so much in that. If Obamacare is such a good deal, America, then why is it that premiums are skyrocketing, doing the opposite of what they said it would do? And if it's such a good deal for Americans, why does it not apply to the Congress of the United States of America that firstly approved these unlawful measures? Let's go to Jonathan Gruber. You ready for this? Exploiting the stupidity of the American voter is fun and easy, said Jonathan Gruber, architect of Romney Obamacare. He said, kind of like squeezing a lemon. Listen carefully, friends. This is what they're saying about you. It sounds like the press. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. In other words, Barack is going to lie to them, but they'll take it for face value. The lack of transparency, but friends, what did Obama sell you before he became, somehow or another, the President of the United States of America? The most transparent administration in the history of America. And how many times, America, have I shared with you he does the opposite every step of the way? Again, read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. He said, Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Romney Obamacare, the lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really, really critical for the thing to pass. What? The stupidity of the American voter. America, your children and future generations are again being enslaved by those who are committing crimes against you. But you've been warned. Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. I mean, it's time for the 318.9 million people to stand up and deal with those who are only entertaining the destruction of your country. Read Psalm 94, verse 16. And let those who profess to be wise, Romans 1, 22, be taken by their own lawless counsels, by the wiser, Job 5, 13. Now, in closing, I want you to listen to this carefully. Harriet Tubman said, when asked of slaves that had been freed by her hands, they called her the Moses of the day, she said, I freed 1,000 slaves. She said, I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. If only they knew that they were slaves. You have the clown that established Obamacare laughing at you, calling you names, mocking you, friends. I mean, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. I want you to listen to this, Psalm 94, 20 through 23. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yeah, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Hey, America, that's not just for eternity. That is our duty to set the date up. Words, friends. Let's pull that date to the present and deal with them now so they can understand exactly what the Lord meant. And furthermore, that's why you're called the light of the world. Now, if America would simply understand the message of Jesus Christ, there is no nice way to say it to a sinner. The message, church, listen carefully. The message that you are to give, that you are commanded to give to the world, is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And just think, if you actually did your duty, we probably wouldn't be in the position that we are today. So the joke could be on the lawless rather than the lawful if you would just simply stand up and recognize the fact that you are the law. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.